The first round negotiations for the trilateral free trade agreement between South Korea, China, and Japan concluded this week in Seoul, with all three countries calling the talks a success.
The integration of three economies, which are very significant economies in this area, as well as globally, will provide very fruitful results to industries, economy, and to the peoples of the three countries. Therefore, I believe we have a very heavy responsibility to pursue, and I believe that the amicable and friendly relations among the three of us will make this negotiation successful.
The talks come amid Japan's announcement to join the U.S.-initiated Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, which many believe has catalyzed the negotiation process. While South Korea has shown its reluctance to join the TPP, both Seoul and Tokyo are strong allies of Washington. As the U.S. has so far excluded China from its push for the international trade group, analysts suggest Washington's objective is to counter Beijing.
Recently, China's rising power is influencing the world market, especially the manufacturing industry. China is catching up with new technology and making new products at high speeds, now leading the manufacturing sector with their market price. I think the U.S. worries that they cannot contain or reduce that speed. The role of the U.S. in the world economy will rapidly depreciate while China's role will increase.
The three-way negotiations have seen stiff opposition, especially by South Korea's vulnerable sector, with many protesting the lack of transparency. 2 days following the trilateral talks, embassy representatives from South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. held discussions behind closed doors. At the dinner aimed to promote better trade relations between the U.S., Japan, and South Korea, all media outlets, including Press TV, were shut out from covering the event. The event organizers, in an official statement, said the U.S. embassy, who co-sponsored the dinner, embargoed media coverage an hour before commencement. Economists further argue that Washington's countermeasures against Beijing could inhibit global innovation.
When you see innovation in China, on the surface it looks as though they are growing independently. But when you look closely, there are also U.S. companies. Preventing China's innovation can also prevent innovation in U.S. companies. So the U.S. shouldn't compete to block innovation, but maintain its development at its standard. That is the way China and the U.S. can both win.
Many suspect Washington's military pivot back into East Asia is related to fears of a growing Beijing. Despite recent military budget cuts, the U.S. has vowed to bolster its defenses as tensions continue to escalate on the Korean Peninsula. Joseph Kim, Press TV, Seoul.